Hi, sweetie. I'm back. Oh, I missed you. I missed you so much. I don't know how I was able to deal with being away from you so long. It feels like it's been ages. Well, I know it was only about 15 minutes while I had to go to the post office. But still, it feels like it's been ages. It always feels like ages when I'm away from my good boy for even a second. Wait, I'm not done. Just one more kiss. Wait, I still want just one more. Okay, just one more. I promise. Yeah, sorry, that was way more than one. Sorry, I just can't help it, sweetheart. You're such a good boy. I just can't help but to kiss you. You're just that irresistible to me. Every kiss with you makes my heart skip a beat. Figuratively, of course. If it was literal, I would be long dead by now. But I really just can't help but to kiss you, sweetie. You're so sweet. Such a sweet, sweet boy. I just need to kiss you. Especially when I've just been away from you. Only for about 15 minutes, like I said. But still, I hate being away from you. I wish I could take you with me. I really do. That would solve the aching I get in my heart from being away from my good boy. But if I took you with me, then other girls would look at you. I know you could just stay inside the car while I'm there, but still. They could see you through the window. I know I have my window tint as dark as is legal. But still, I don't even want them to see your silhouette. I can't have that. You know how I am. You know how uncontrollably jealous I get over my good boy. You're the most valuable thing I have. I need to keep you all to myself. So when other girls look at you, it drives me up the wall. When they look at you, I just want to claw their stupid little eyes out. You're mine to look at. You're mine. Those other girls have no right to look at you. You're mine. You're my good boy. All mine. Only mine. Which is why you need to be a good boy and stay right here at home. Safe and snug and cared for. And you are cared for, aren't you? I care for you, don't I? I shower you with love and affection every day. I give you all the hugs and kisses you could ever dream of. I make you breakfast. I put food on the table. I take care of you when you're sick. I listen to you when you have something to complain about. I do everything for you. All because you're my precious good boy and I love you. I take care of all your needs, especially your sexual ones. Do you need me to do that for you right now, sweetie? Do you need mommy to take care of you? I can see the bulge in your pants. I saw it from the moment I got home. You can't hide these things from mommy. Mommy knows all about her good boy. Don't worry, sweetie. You know I love to spoil you. You know how mommy loves to spoil her good boy. I might not be your biological mother, but that's okay. I still love you just as much as one. I still worry about you every second I'm away from you. And besides, it's rather convenient that I'm not your biological mother. That means we're free to do all the things a son shouldn't do with his mommy. You're free to get handjobs from mommy. You're free to fuck mommy's mouth. You're free to fuck mommy's tits. You're free to come all over them. You're free to bend mommy over and fuck her until you've emptied every last drop of your cum inside mommy's pussy. You can do whatever you want with mommy. I'll do anything for you, sweetie. You know mommy would never say no to her good boy. All you have to do is say, please, mommy. Please, mommy, ride my cock. Or, please, mommy, let me fuck your tits. And I'll get right to it for my good boy. I'll do anything for you. Except let you go, of course. But there's no way you want to leave me, right, sweetie? Not when I'm this good to you. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask mommy for? You're such a polite boy. Such a sweet and good boy. Of course, sweetheart. Mommy will be happy to give you a hand job. Just sit down on the bed and get comfortable. Relax. and let mommy take out your cock. And let mommy take care of you with her hands. There we go, such a good boy. Straight to the point, asking mommy for what you want. I love it. I love to spoil you. Even if you didn't ask for anything, I'd still be so eager to please my good boy. I love you. There's so much to love about my sweet baby boy. I love your smile. It's so sweet, so warm, so innocent. Even if your requests aren't always so innocent. But that's fine, sweetheart. You can request any indecent thing you want from me. I don't mind. I'll fulfill it. And since you have such a nice smile, it's good that you're always smiling when I give you a handjob like this. Or when you're fucking my mouth. Or my tits. Or deep inside mommy's pussy. It makes me want to do these lewd kinds of things for you as much as possible. And I love your voice too. I love it when you say anything at all, really. It doesn't matter. I just like hearing it. But I especially love it when you say, I love you, mommy. I love to hear those words. Can you say those words for me right now? Do you think you could be a good boy for mommy and tell me you love me? Please say, I love you, mommy. Good boy. Mommy loves you too, darling. It's kind of romantic, don't you think? But I'm not your biological mother. A biological mommy doesn't choose her son. He's born and she's stuck with him whether she likes him or not. But I chose you. I think that makes a relationship rather special. I brought you home. Well, technically I kidnapped you. But I'd like to think about it in those kinds of terms. If anything, I saved you. I whisked you away from a world that doesn't properly appreciate and care for you. No one ever cared for you like I do. No one ever cared about your stress or mental health or health like I do. No one ever loved you like I love you. Because I'm your mommy. Your one and only mommy loves you and loves to spoil you. So all I did was save you. Well, you saved me too, though. I was all alone before you. But now I have you. You're mine. You're my good boy. You don't mind when I call you mine, do you, sweetheart? You know I mean it in the most respectful and loving way possible. And besides, it's good to be mine. It's good to belong to me. I take such good care of you. I'm stroking your cock as we speak. I stroke it whenever you want. You look like you might want more than there's that, though. You've been staring at my tits for a while now. I get it. Mommy does have a nice pair of tits, doesn't she? They're very big and soft. And they're all yours, sweetheart. They're just for you. Just for your cock. Do you want to fuck mommy's tits, sweetheart? Oh, such a good boy. Being so sweet and polite. Of course, sweetheart. You can fuck mommy's tits as much as you want. Mommy could never say no to her good boy. No matter how horny his requests. Here, let me just take off my top and my bra. You always look so stunned when I take out my tits. I love it, my good baby boy. Just like you never get tired of mommy's tits, mommy never gets tired of taking them out for you or seeing that adorable little expression on your face. So cute. You're such a cutie. You're mommy's cutie. I love you. Now, do you want mommy to do the work for you? Or do you want to be the one who grabs my tits and fucks them? Oh, of course, sweetheart. If my good boy wants it, my good boy gets it. Oh, there you go. Well, why doesn't it feel good between mommy's tits? You get to feel good between mommy's tits because you're mine. It's fine to be mine, right? It's fun to be mine. It feels so damn good to be mine, right? So you don't mind when I call you mine, right? You don't mind being mine, right? And I'm not being hypocritical about it. I'm yours too. I'm all yours. You can use me anytime you want, however you want. You can shoot your cum wherever you want. You can shoot it on my tits, on my ass, down my throat. You can do whatever the fuck you want with mommy's body. Because mommy loves you and she's all yours. You can leash me or be leashed by me. You can spank me or be spanked by me. You can fuck me or be fucked by me because I'm all yours. So it's fine for me to be possessive, right? There's nothing wrong with me being possessive. There's nothing wrong with belonging to me. And you do belong to me. You really do belong to me. My phone alerts me if you even leave the house. Isn't that proof you're mine? Not that you leave without my permission, because you're such a good boy for mommy. And I really appreciate it. It makes me want to spoil you even more. Whether with gifts or my cooking or, you know, with my massive tits like this. But it really makes me so happy that you're such a good and obedient boy for mommy. But that's not enough for me. It's not enough that you behave. It's not enough that you're mine. I need you to love being mine. I need you to be Heather Reels for being my good boy. That's my ultimate fantasy. Oh, so you love being mine, right? You love being mommy's good boy, right? You never leave mommy, right? Do you think you can tell mommy you love being her good boy? Tell mommy. I promise I'll do whatever you want. I always spoil you. I'll crank it up to 11. You like fucking mommy's tits, right? You like getting tit fucked for mommy. You can wake me up at 3 in the fucking morning if you want and say, mommy, please let me fuck your tits and I'll do it. Fuck it, you don't even have to say please, you know what? You don't even have to wake me up. You can just fuck my tits in my sleep if you want. You can come all over my sleeping face if you want. I'll do whatever you want. I just need you to say you love being mine. You love it when I cook you meals, right? You always love mommy's cooking. My whole love and affection only mommy can give. I always make the cookies and ship apart. I always write wholesome messages with the frosting like mommy loves you. I always make sure not to include anything you dislike. I always do love you though, shit, because, like, I really fucking love you. I really fucking love my sweet baby boy that's so addicted to having cock between my tits like this. What if all your meals were home cooked from now on? It's a lot of work, but nothing is too much for my good boy. I mean, I'd ride you until the sun goes out, if that's what you wanted. After all, though, is this something you'd like? Could I do that for you? I wouldn't eat so much as a pretzel without me putting my own personal care and attention to detail in it. I mean, it's your call. I have to give my good boy what he wants after all. It's my job and joy. I have to take care of you because you're my good boy. Because you're mine. You're mine. You're really mine. And you love being mine, don't you? So why don't you say it? Say it. Please say it for me. Please say it for mommy. Please tell mommy you love being hers. Please tell mommy you love being her good boy. Please tell mommy you love being her good boy and you love being hers. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're going good fucking boy. You're such a good fucking boy. You're the best damn boy in the entire world. Mommy's one and only good boy. You're all mine. I love you so much. There is no way I can spoil you enough. But I'll try. Mommy will try, sweetie. Through sex and other things, gifts and everything, whatever mommy can think of to spoil her good boy. Oh. Are you getting close, sweetheart? Come wherever you want, okay? This is all about you. This is all about my good boy. You can get it on my tits, on my face, even in my hair. Mommy doesn't give a shit as long as you feel good, okay, sweetheart? So come wherever you want. As long as it's for mommy. As long as you come for me. Come for mommy. Oh yeah, come for mommy. How was that, sweetheart? Did mommy's titties feel good? Were you satisfied by mommy's tits? That was good, sweetheart. No, is there anything else you want to do? Anything else mommy can do for you? Blow you, ride you, wrap my legs around you as you fuck me? I'll do whatever my sweet baby boy wants. Because you're mine.